This is WKAR News. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney speaking with Carol Thompson, a reporter for the Lansing State Journal, about how biased political news outlets are presenting themselves as unbiased local news and appear to be targeting Michigan. Carol, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's just get right down into it. These websites look a lot like local news. They have names like the Lansing Sun, the Ann Arbor Times, but they're not local. So what exactly are they?
Well, they appear to be a network of sites. There's almost 40 of them that are branded to look like they're based in Michigan towns, but they don't really have any stories that are truly locally reported, and instead they appear to be political and pretty slanted.
So what kind of stories do they have on the websites?
Well, they have some that are kind of straightforward, and those are fairly local, fairly targeted, like the Lansing Sun stories will be gas prices in Lansing, and in Ann Arbor, gas prices in Ann Arbor. They also share a lot of stories that appear to be one-sided and political.
Who is viewing these stories and how are they being shared?
It's not clear to me who's viewing them. I think whoever might scroll past one on Facebook would see a headline, maybe click on it, maybe share it, maybe read it before they share it, maybe not.
This is WKAR. We are speaking with Lansing State Journal reporter Carol Thompson about a rash of new websites that claim to be local news but aren't. How did you find out that this was happening?
I saw a tweet. I guess I saw them from social media too, but when they came to me, it was from a researcher at Michigan State named Matt Grossman, who shared them and pointed out that they appeared to be local news but weren't.
How are these websites different than something like advocacy journalism?
So I spoke to a woman who is very well versed in the world of journalism. Her name is Rachel Davis Mercy. She works at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern in Chicago. And she pointed out that transparency is what really makes the difference between advocacy journalism and something that might be biased or slanted. There are groups out there like the Audubon Society that very clearly have an interest in something like conservation and birds, right? And so they might do journalism, but it is going to support their message. But as a reader, you know that because you know the Audubon Society. And if you spend any time on a story, you will see big pictures of birds on the website. Their mission statement is really clear, and you know what you're getting, and you know where they're coming from. It comes from a point of view, but the problem is when news comes from a point of view, but you don't know it as the reader. And that's what is dangerous.
Do you think by not being upfront about the bias in their stories, are these websites being intentionally deceptive?
I can't say what their intent is without talking to anyone there, which I was unable to do despite trying. And they do describe themselves as unbiased local news, trying to fill the vacuum left behind by a shrinking news media industry. And I would say as a reader that that is not what it appears to be.
How do I know the difference as a reader, if I'm a reader, how do I know the difference between what is real local news and something that looks like local news but isn't?
I think, you know, in 2019, when so much is on the internet, readers really have to think and be careful. So when you're reading a story, go to the site where that story originally came from. And look around. Like, if you were to look on the Lansing Sun, you would see that they rarely update it. As of this morning, there was no contact us information on their contact us page. If you were to contact them, no one would respond. At least if you're me, no one would respond. But if you look at the Lansing State Journal, we're updating constantly. We have biographies of our reporters. You can call me. You can talk to me. I will answer questions. I will meet you for coffee if you want to talk to a story. We might run into each other at the grocery store. I'm around. And local journalists are around. We should be. We're connected to our communities, and are experiencing the things that our readers experience and hope to reflect the real news and culture of the place where we live and work.
That's a really good answer, by the way. I like that one a lot. That's a good answer. Carol, thank you so much for being here and talking with us today.
Thanks for your time.